I don't know where to begin. There are just so many things that are wrong going on right now. It is disgraceful, humiliating. And I'm not going to start this podcast by saying welcome to the Just United Fan Podcast, because frankly I'm ashamed to call myself a fan of Manchester United Football Club, because I'm just unable to get the words out of my mouth. It's very hard to get the words out of my mouth. What has just happened? I mean, 18 hours ago, I was celebrating a victory against Burnley, and there were reports about there's going to be an announcement 9:30 European time or whatever time it was. I don't give a shit right now. And I didn't give one then because the backlash was so much that I thought this would never happen. Well, I woke up 7:15, earlier than usual. Thought, you know what, it's a bit too early. I might get a bit more 20 to 30 minutes to sleep before school starts. Well, guess what? I couldn't. Because the news that I just heard, I was shocked. I'm still shocked, and I don't know what to do. This is just so terrible. So terrible. It is demeaning, disgraceful, against the spirit of the common man's game. What has happened to us? What has happened? Why have they done this to us? What did we do wrong? This is a dark day for football, for European football especially. And the thing is, for years and years, across the world, people have campaigned against fascism, against capitalism, and so many other things. And that's exactly what's happened in football today, in the common man's game. In a game that represented everything about the working class. Remember, football is a game that the working class played. It wasn't a game that the elite, you know, the bourgeois, as they say, they weren't the one who played this game. The poor ones, the working class, the middle class, we were the people who played this game when it was started. We were the ones who created this game. We are the ones who are passionate about this game. We are who made this game the richest, the most globally famous sport in the world. It was us. And today these bloody capitalists have stolen it. And they've sold it. They've sold it to their own greed, which is an abomination. It is criminal. And frankly, I tweeted this out today morning, and I'll just read it to you. Let me just whip out the old phone and show you this tweet that I wrote. I mean, I can't show it to you. I'll read it to you. Yeah. Wow, a lot of retweets there. Yeah. My club is an elite club, but it didn't come through, it didn't become elite through privilege. It became elite through 143 years worth of sweat and blood, hard work and toil, and that is football. The Super League, it's football fascism at its finest, and should be barred to ever be discussed again. Let's have this then. In 1968, after 90 years of formation, after 90 years of blood, time, hard work, and even a plane crash, Manchester United won the European Cup and achieved the dream it was formed with. creating the Super League is murder of the same dream with which so many clubs were formed over 100 years ago. These people should be ashamed of themselves. They have no right to take away the ambition with which these clubs performed. Franchises are not football, are not what football is about. It's a sport of the working class, always has been, but for years now that has changed. Which is absolutely true, I think. Of course, I've written it, so of course, I will say it's true. But I think it's true, I believe that it's true. Because it's been years and years now, we were warned so many times, we were warned incessantly when the Glazers came in about what they could do with this club. Let me be honest here, and I didn't know this until about 5 days ago. Yeah, maybe a week ago, I didn't even know this. Yeah, it's about some that period, 5 to 7 days ago, I saw a video and I learned this. The Glazers bought this club, they bought shares into this club, or they did something, and they took loans actually. Yeah, they took loans to buy this club, buy the ownership of this club. And only it was a $900 million dollars worth loan, I think. And only 130 million of it was accounted to them. And the rest of it was accounted to Manchester United Football Club. Since they've arrived, they've put all the debt on us, but the profits, they're not going to the club, they're going to the Glazers. So they can put debt on us, but they cannot give the profits to us. They want the profits for themselves, but they do not want to take the burden of the debt. This is what they were. And we all of us knew that they were wrong. They were wrong all day long. They were wrong all these years. But we just thought, you know what? Our club is much bigger than this. Yeah, these people cannot influence what happens on the pitch. So eventually they'll go. But if they're here, it won't be much of a problem. And years went by, they just kept sucking all the money out of this club. And now, they've absolutely destroyed the foundations of it. It's disgusting. It is so, so bad that this has happened. And to the people, those who are speaking in support of the European Super League, I've got no words for you. I mean, you clearly don't know what's going on. Let me give you an example then, yeah? The Premier League was found like this as well. I mean, it was founded like this as well. Big clubs like Aston Villa and West Bromwich Albion, these people just broke away and formed the first division a long, long time ago. However, the difference is they didn't accept any privilege for it, which meant that it didn't guarantee that they will be in the Premier League or the first division as it was called back then. Every year, there was no guarantee they could be relegated. So the thing is, the main problem with the Super League is it is not equal. There's no equality. It's unjust because there's 15 founding members that will always be a part of it. And that's something that goes against whatever football it has stood for the past 100 or so years, because it was a game of the working class. The working class played this game, the middle class played this game, and it represented the passion shown by the workers, the passion against capitalism, against fascism, against inequality. And that is what's happening right now. And it is shocking that we've come to this, and it pains me. Since this morning, I've been just can't get my head straight. I can't get my head around this. and it's just not Manchester United, it's Liverpool, it's Chelsea, it's Arsenal. I mean, to be honest, when this broke out yesterday, the Premier League issued statements, the UEFA issued statements, FIFA issued statements saying that the clubs will be banned, the players will be banned from representing their national teams. And I thought that would be enough, but there's been minimal response from players so far. I've seen a tweet from Ander Herrera saying that he condemns it, which is fantastic. Jose Mourinho has been sacked, by the way, so that happened. But other than that, players and coaches, we haven't seen much reaction from them. We need more. If this, first of all, this has got to be stopped. How can this happen? I mean, in one day, they've changed so much in the life of football fans right now. So much. And it is, I'm going to be honest, it's becoming a bit tough to handle this. How has this happened? This is absolutely terrible. And they have the audacity to do it in the middle of the, like in the thick of the season. These people are criminals. They are unjust. They're greedy. Look at the statements that they issued as the Super League was created. Look at how pretentious these people are. You can see everything over here. It's bloody mercenaries. There it is, yeah. 12 of Europe's leading European 12 of Europe's leading football clubs have today come together to announce they have agreed to establish a new midweek competition, the Super League, governed by its founding clubs. Man, who the hell gave you the right to govern a whole league? Yeah? You're the members of the league. And you're making the rules. Who the hell gave you the right, man? And then they say AC Milan, Arsenal, Atletico de Madrid, Chelsea, Barcelona, Internazionale Milano, Juventus, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Real Madrid, Tottenham Hotspur have all joined as founding clubs. It is anticipated that a further 3 clubs will be joining ahead of the inaugural season, which is intended to commence as soon as practicable. Going forward, the founding clubs look forward to holding discussions with UEFA and FIFA to work together in partnership to deliver the best outcomes for the new league and for football as a whole. The formation of Super League comes at a time when the global pandemic has accelerated the instability in the existing European football economic model. Further, for a number of years, the founding clubs have had the objective of improving the quality and intensity of existing European competitions throughout each season, and of creating a format for top clubs and players to compete on a regular basis. What a load of crap. This is honestly, I mean, what do they think we are? Are we stupid? Have we got no brains in our head? What? Everyone knows why you're doing this. You bloody greedy people, you're doing it for money. Everyone knows it. $3.5 billion are going to be distributed to each club when they participate in this. $3.5 billion. I'm going to tell you right now. You see Bury FC, you see Bolton FC, two very historic clubs, part of the English football pyramid. Bury got disbarred. They didn't get disbarred. That's the wrong word. They got expelled from the English Football League. Bolton barely escaped from all this financial frenzy. These clubs don't have money, and this was before the pandemic. After the pandemic, there are so many low level league clubs that are suffering to pay wages to their staff, that are suffering to pay wages to their players. And then there are these idiots who are distributing $3.5 billion to each other to share. They're saying, yeah, well, you can have some, I'll have some, we'll just have some fun. What the hell is going on? This is just beyond me. How they're allowed to let this happen? You see there, yeah? These people are going to get out of the Champions League. There will be no Champions League, no Europa League. So many clubs have been formed about 100 years ago. So many around the world dreaming of only one thing. To make it into the big leagues, to make it upwards and really have a successful, a successful run as a club. Ambition, dream, the European dream, the European ambition. These idiots have killed it. Murdered, fam. Murdered. These lot are murderers. They don't care what's going on. They don't care. Leicester City. This was what Peter Drury said when they won the league. He couldn't believe it. No one could. It was a fairy tale and we loved it. We loved it to our bloody core. They played in the Champions League next season. They got till the quarterfinals. They beat Sevilla, one of the regulars in the Champions League. What a story that was. What a story. And these 12 clubs have brought shame upon themselves. It's not really the clubs, it's the owners. But we all know what's going on here. Greedy idiots. And I can't believe at this stage in the world where everyone is economically struggling, financially struggling, players, staff, clubs as a whole. It is a time when you need to be with each other, be united as clubs, be united as a league and try to give more. These people are just not interested. They just don't care. They just want to take. They just want to suck us dry of money. That's all they care about. That's what's happening here. West Ham United, what a fantastic season they're having. West Ham United, they're in fourth place. They're probably going to jump to third place. And they'll be thinking, well, what the hell did we do all this for? Why did we invest so much money on signings and all this to have a chance to play in the pinnacle of European football, in the pinnacle of world football, I'd say, in the Champions League? One chance to play there. What's the use? What's even the use now? What, they're going to play in the Super League? Where there are 15 teams who are always going to be there. Like, there's no equality. West Ham might come into the Champions League. Into the Super League, I mean. They might not be there next season. But these 15 clubs, including Arsenal and Tottenham, who have never won a Champions League. Tottenham haven't won a trophy in God knows how long. Tottenham haven't won a Premier League. They haven't won a first division title since 1961. And they get to be in the European Super League. Guaranteed every season. You know what's going to happen? This Super League, $3.5 billion to every club in the first season itself. So what's going to happen is the disparity between these elite, so-called elite 15 clubs and the other clubs down below is just going to keep increasing. The gap between the rich and the poor is going to keep increasing. And football will die eventually. It's a sad, sad proposition. It's a sad day. Boy, I've never heard so much silence in these podcasts before. I don't even care who listens to it. I don't think anyone does, but I don't care. Speaking my heart out. And this is beyond disgraceful, this is beyond criminal, and it has to be stopped. I mean, come on, man. I don't care what happens. I don't care. Deduct 30 points of Manchester United. Deduct 30 points of Liverpool in the Premier League. Ban them from the Premier League. Do whatever it takes. But this Super League cannot be formed. No, sir. We cannot allow this to happen. Ban them. Ban everyone. Ban the coaches. Ban the players. If the players go through with this, ban them. Don't let them play anywhere. Don't let them play for the national teams. Don't let them do anything. Nothing. You want to relegate us? Relegate us. That's fine. Manchester United relegated? Fine. I don't care. But this has to stop. You want to ban us for the next 5 seasons to play in European competition? That's fine as well. Ban. Impose the ban. But whatever happens, this cannot happen. The European Super League, those 3 words, I just never want to hear them. Of course, I'm going to hear them. But if this doesn't happen, if the Super League doesn't get cancelled, I don't think I'll ever support Man United again. I mean, it's over. It's done. That's not what this club is all about. We were formed in 1878 as Newton Heath. In Newton Heath. As Newton Heath, LYR. And we were formed by workers who have worked their asses off to get us to where we are right now. Sir Matt Busby. Sir Matt Busby. He suffered a plane crash. I mean, it's just so outlandish, disgraceful. How many times have I even used that word so far? I'm running out of words. It is just so bad to see these owners disrespect our history, the history of the Premier League, the history of the Champions League, the history of the Europa League, the history of La Liga, the history of the Tottenham. Everything, they're disrespecting everything. Sir Matt Busby had a Champions League winning capable team in 1858. And 8 players died. 8 players have died for us. 8 players have died for us. That's what it's taken for us to achieve the European dream in 1968, 10 years after the Munich air disaster. So much given, and yet these people don't care. They just absolutely don't care. And it is honestly shocking to see this happen. All of these clubs, they've toiled so hard across all these hundreds of years. And this is what it comes to. All that hard work, all that pain, all that sufferance, everything's going in vain right now. And it's just taken one night, overnight, hundreds and decades of years worth of hard work, of sufferance. Everything has been absolutely wasted in one night if this goes through. Now, I'm not going to say football is finished, because football is beyond these clubs. It is beyond these 12 elitist clubs or whatever this is. If this does happen, I'm still going to watch the Premier League. I'm going to watch West Ham. I'm going to watch Leeds. I'm going to watch Halifax Town versus Dagenham and Redbridge, which is, I think, the Vanarama 5th division or something. I don't know what it's called. It's the National League in England. I'll watch that. It is not here to stay. It will go. I'm pretty sure of it. It's not the future of football. It's a demise of football. And hopefully it never ever happens. And once it is cancelled, we never ever hear about it again in our lives. Thank you for listening to it. Even if you listen to it or not, I don't care. But whatever, man, it's been a hard day. We'll hear from you later.